type of chronic illness also increases the utilization of hospital services. Other factors influencing the hospital utilization is hospital service coverage and bed distribution. A high population index does not always indicate full coverage of the population because all people living in a particular geographical area do not suffer from disease. It is one or few patients who tend to suffer from same disease again and again. Therefore, although the bed occupancy is high, it does not mean that all the patients living in that particular area tends to get admitted. This depends upon the geographical distribution of the hospital rather than the total number of beds available. For example, if the people are living in slum area like Dharavi area of Mumbai, their living standards are usually poor. Then they suffer from different types of tropical disease which may not be present in the better affluent part of society in the high socio-economic age group. Therefore, their tendency to get admitted in the hospital will be more frequent as compared to the patient who are financially strong. Moreover, the hospitals are located in such a way in the city like Mumbai is that they are more concentrated in the southern or greater part of the Mumbai like Bandra, Andheri, Dadar, Parel area as compared to the suburb regions of western region like Vasai, Virar or central region like Dombivli, Kalyan. But nowadays the trend is that since most of the people are shifting towards this peripheral part of Mumbai, which is usually a cheaper area, they get bigger house. So nowadays for upcoming hospital, these are becoming decongested from the greater Mumbai and these are coming up in the localities of the far suburbs of Mumbai like western and central regions. Few hospitals in the central region which cover or cater the population living here is Dombivli and Kalyan Hospital. They may get treated in Fortis Kalyan Hospital. Similarly, Vasai and Virar population may get treatment in Wokard Hospital, which was formerly known as Umrao Hospital of Mira Road, then Karuna Hospital of Borivali, then hospitals such as Cardinal Gracius of Vasai, hospitals such as Sanjeevani Virar, which is located in the Virar suburb. So many health administrator and health planner are concentrating or giving attention from shifting the hospitals from the greater Mumbai to this peripheral part where larger populations are living, and these populations are usually from low socioeconomic strata. Therefore, the disease pattern and the disease load will be more as compared to the affluent part of the society. Service coverage and bed distribution. In other hand, large number of beds concentrated in the urban area may still means low admission rate for the country as whole. So this is again the same part which I have explained before. It means that if the beds are more and more concentrated in greater Mumbai, the beds may not be occupied and there will be revenue loss to the hospital, because although the infrastructure is there, there is nobody to avail the facility. So this type of hospital, especially if the corporate hospital, will not show good profit. Similarly, per person hospitalization rate may be low, but bed occupancy may be high, indicating a high utilization rate by one segment of the population as compared to other. This is other feature of hospitals which are highly occupied by the patient, although the patients may be of the low socioeconomic strata. So per patient yield will be low, but the bed occupancy will be high. And this type of hospital will be like a huge voluminous hospital with large number of patients but low yield. So either the yield of the hospital will be low if the beds are less occupied, or the yield of the hospital will be low in terms of revenue when the beds are occupied by the patient is more, but the patient illness or disease pattern is such that it does not do much of the invasive procedure like infectious disease cases such as malaria, pyrexia of unknown origin, diarrheal disease, cholera, lower respiratory tract infection as compared to the patient getting admitted for neurosurgery, cancer treatment, orthopedic, organ transplant, etc. Ability of extramural medical service. The type, extent and quality of extramural medical service affect the hospital utilization in number of ways. A well-organized domiciliary medical services can, by caring for the patient in the nursing home or clinic, reduce the load of the hospital, especially the Tier 1 hospital. First, you should know that Tier 1 hospitals are those hospitals which has the bed more than 100. So, if the hospitals have got few other nursing homes or smaller hospitals in the vicinity, non-specific cases or the cases of low yield can be treated in these smaller hospitals, and complicated cases or cases which require more aggressive and timely treatment like cancer, cardio, like acute coronary heart disease, the disease which require organ transplant like end-stage renal disease, or disease which require liver transplant like cirrhosis of the liver, or disease which requires open heart surgery can be treated in these type of Tier 1 hospitals, because the treatment is costly, the treatment is specific, and treatment requires specialized surgeon, experienced surgeon, which may not be provided by small nursing home and clinic. Therefore, although this type of hospitals are very good in taking care of the complicated case, their prospect also depends upon the amount of the local nursing home and small clinic around the hospital, around the main hospital. Therefore, in this, the important role played by this small nursing home and clinic is that they reduce the patient by segregating the patient into patients of tropical and infectious disease, which are although larger in volume but less from the revenue point of hospital, can be treated in the smaller hospitals and nursing home as compared to the larger hospital. So this is known as extramural medical services, because although it affects the intramural part of the hospital in terms of revenue, it is called extramural because this is not linked with direct facilities which are provided by the main hospital or bigger hospital. Medical customs and social practice also affect the hospital utilization. We have seen that Parsi community, who lives longer period of time, have more tendency to get themselves hospitalized because of the chronic and old age related illness. But the social and customs is also very important. For example, there is tendency to give huge donation because Gujaratis of Mumbai are well off, they have got lot of money in their pocket, and that is why they do lot of charity work. And classical example of this is Ghatkopar Hindu Sabha Hospital, which was initially the catchment area of Mumbai. Now it is located in the proper Mumbai, caters large populations from Powai region, then Vikhroli, then Mulund, then Bhandup, and also Ghatkopar area, and therefore they reduce the load of the patient in for the corporate hospital which is located nearby, like Fortis Group Mulund. And also the patients are benefited because they get the cheap treatment, they get the easy bed available, they get the less expenditure because of the no loss, no profit or charitable organization near the main hospital. Supply of skilled manpower is also one of the important factors that influence the hospital utilization. Hospital cannot function well if it does not have good consultant. Hospital cannot make much more profit if there is no renowned organ transplant specialist, cardiologist, neurologist, neurosurgeon, dermatologist, etc. So these persons are called highly skilled person because of their clinical exposure, because of the qualification and because of the demand, and also because of the nature of the illness treated by them. That is why the government is also doing something to retain this type of experienced doctor, and that is why government of Maharashtra is going to increase the retirement age of medical teachers associated with medical colleges and hospitals from the age of 58 years to 65 years, so that they are available for the longer period of time to treat the patient and also to teach the student, both undergraduate and postgraduate students. Government steps to increase the ability of the doctor is the health department of the government is planning to start new colleges at district level based on the public-private partnership model, which is also known as PPP model. In this model, the major contribution is from the government side, and in the term of indirect cost like land, building, infrastructure. But the operational part, that is recruitment of consultant, payment of consultant, renovation and modification of hospitals, are mainly done by the private party. And usually in PPP model, the share between the two parties are such that always major share, that is 51% and above share, is with the government, and up to 49% or less than 49% of the share is with the private parties. And you can see this type of PPP model are also being implemented to strengthen and modernize ESI hospital. Few corporate hospitals are also taking up municipal hospitals in this model. Then health department of the government is also increasing the number of medical teachers available to teach the postgraduate medical student who are enrolled for MD/MS course. It is known that as per NCI guideline, there should be one teacher for each one student. But nowadays, this ratio may be altered, that one teacher at a time can cater two or three students. That is 1:1 ratio between the teacher and the students are revised to 1:3 ratio, so that one medical teacher can guide more PG medical students at a time. And this is especially practiced where the doctors are where there is shortage of doctors, especially in the field like anesthesiology, forensic medicine, radiotherapy, surgical oncology and medical oncology, etc. Supply of skilled manpower. In the areas with very small supply of doctors, admission rate tend to be low because there is no one to take care of the patient, and therefore the patient compliance will be poor because they think that they are not getting proper attention while they were admitted in the hospital. A point of maximum rise is reached when the physician population ratio is such that there is practically coverage of entire population. So this is the government policy that no doctors should be allowed to move from the country unless and until they pay the bond. Second thing is to increase the retirement age of the doctor so that more doctors are available for the treatment. Then to make the rural posting compulsory for all the newly passed doctors so that they have to serve the rural India before getting or starting their private practice. Few medical universities and health department like Maharashtra is also promoting the medical students after their completion of MBBS course to go and serve the rural area for 1 to 3 years, and based on their experience and continuity, they are given special attention when they apply for postgraduate medical qualification course. Research and training. Hospitals are also doing lot of research and training in the form of fellowship, in the form of special qualification program, in the form of continuing medical education, because many hospitals get the grant from abroad, like WHO grant from international university when they publish their research paper. Secondly, India is a developing country where many types of and variant type of disease can be seen, which is not common in the Western world. So if such type of diseases are recognized and paper is published all over the world, then it means that the hospital is not only intending to treat the patient and earn money, but also showing the quality of treatment, the ability to assess and diagnose the atypical type of cases which may have not been diagnosed before. And third, this is the way to make your health department popular in the other countries, so that other country people will also be aware of the latest health care facilities available in your country, which will boost up the concept of medical tourism. Housing. The current trend of facilities is that all the family members tend to work. Therefore, they are promoting the concept of small family norms, that is nuclear family. And government is also stressing that whoever are qualified should go for small family, that is hum do hamare do or hum do hamare ek principle. Secondly, nowadays government is also propagating propaganda about the about stopping the unethical female infanticide by regularizing all the ultrasonographic imaging center, then giving proper registration to the centers entitled to carry out medical termination of the pregnancy. At the same time, government is also punishing the doctors where it is seen that they are breaking the rules and doing or taking the law and order in the home. And when the families are smaller, there will be more hospitalization for small illness, because nobody in the home will take care of the person who is sick, who requires special attention in the terms of medication, in the terms of investigation, in the terms of special diet. And if they have money in the pocket, they can avail all these three facilities by getting themselves admitted in the hospital and getting themselves cured as early as possible, so that they become fit and can resume their work very early. Morbidity pattern also influences the hospitalization rate. Morbidity pattern usually reflects the disease state of the particular illness. For example, diabetes. Diabetes is a chronic illness. Initially, patient may not suffer from the complication of diabetes, but as the diabetes progresses and as the person becomes old, there may be associated illness. Therefore, initially they may get admitted for small complication of diabetes like hypoglycemia, frequent fluctuation in the blood sugar because of the stress. Later on, they get admitted because of their end-stage diabetic problem like diabetic nephropathy, diabetic retinopathy affecting the eye. Therefore, morbidity pattern of the disease is very important. Second thing is that acute and communicable disease like cholera, then acute gastrointestinal disease, malarial fever will require admission for the short stay. and these type of patients usually are admitted in the hospital for 3 to 4 days. But few illness will require longer type of stay in the hospitals. As I have mentioned, the complications due to end stage diabetes, the complication of uncontrolled hypertension, the complication of severe osteoarthritis, and it is common to see that the cases like malarial fever, cholera, conjunctivitis, acute gastrointestinal disease, dengue fever, H1N1 rises in the rainy season, and that is why the hospital has to keep special bed, extra bed, and make themselves equipped with the diagnostic tools and medicines to cope up with the increased load of patients due to the above mentioned illness. Internal organization of the hospital also affects the hospital utilization. Greater amount of segmentation within the hospital, lesser is the degree of utilization, as shown by the bed occupancy and turnover interval. So new trend is to increase the bed in the hospital which require more intensive care, which require better facilities and which are better revenue generating centers, like ICCU, that is intensive care unit, which take care of the patient who are sick, critically ill, NICU, neonatal intensive care for the newborn, CCU, cardiac care unit for the patient suffering from disease related to heart. Then other cost centers which has been identified is that many patients suffer from the heart attack, the acute coronary disease. So number of the cath lab technician, interventional cardiologist is also recruited by the hospital in larger number. Number of orthopedic OTs are also increased to do more replacement, like knee replacement, hip replacement, and also they do with the different type of arthroscopic surgery, different type of keyhole surgery for spine. Similarly, many hospitals try to strengthen themselves by enhancing their organ transplant facilities, and nowadays you can undergo transplantation of the liver with the package of 20 to 25 lakhs, which was not so easy 10 to 11 years before. Nowadays the patient also undergoes neurosurgery because of the trauma, such as subdural hematoma, space occupying lesions like tuberculoma, brain tumor, and that is why there is sudden increase in the number of neurosurgeons and neurosurgery OT, because they require specialized training, they require specialized instrument to do the neurosurgery like craniotomy, burr hole surgery, etc. So these points should be considered while planning the hospital, and that is why hospitals, whenever they are planned, they are not planned for today, they are planned for at least 20 to 50 years ahead. And this type of planning in the hospital is known as strategic planning. Whenever you plan the hospital, there are certain bottlenecks which you have to face. The important factor in the hospital utilization connected with the hospital itself might turn as hospital bottleneck or inefficiency of the supportive services. For example, hospital is well equipped, it has well equipped ICU, NICU, but if the patient transfer facility is not available from casualty to the ICU, then it means that although the hospital has got infrastructure, they are not able to earn. Secondly, if the hospital is well equipped, but if you don't keep proper consultant or specialized specialist, then although the patient load is more, there is no one to take care and treat the patient. So these are the hospital bottleneck. Sometimes the hospital may be well equipped, but the housekeeping facilities in the hospital, which is the important support services, may not be properly functioning. And that is why if the hospital is not neat and clean, if the patient beds are not properly arranged, if the patient clothes are dirty, if the toilets are dirty, because of the lack of staff in the housekeeping department, nobody will like to get themselves treated. and important support services which strengthen the hospital utilization and enhance the hospital to earn more revenue is Hospital Housekeeping Department, which aims at cleaning, grooming the hospital ward, corridors, toilet, etc. Then Hospital Lab Services, which mainly aim at assessing all the blood sample, sputum sample, stool samples, requisition for the blood sample for grouping and cross matching, will become important cost center because it helps the clinician to diagnose the case and accordingly start service. Then is the blood bank. If the blood banks are well equipped, if it contains the variety of the drug which is readily available, they can supply the blood to the patient, especially in the case of multiple injuries, trauma, in the case of orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, cardiothoracic surgery, and also few gynecological operations. Then is the nursing surgery. Nursing surgery is an important function of the hospital because consultant cannot alone do the caring of the patient. It is the nurses which follow the consultant order. So if nursing staff is competent, they are punctual, they are dedicated to the patient, they are well paid off, the hospital service will improve. Similarly, hospital laundry and linen services, which concerned with the clothing, the bed linen of the hospital, hospital pantry services also contribute to the utilization of the hospital. So these factors are very important when you consider the hospital from the service industry point of view. So in this way, we have considered all the internal factors which correlate themselves in order to run the hospital and increase the revenue of the hospital. This brings to the end of chapter 5, that is role of intramural services and its relation with hospital indices. Thank you.